It builds up to another final against Kilkenny, but before we talk about that, maybe your semi-final performance against Galway, what did you make of that game?
It was a very stop-start game. It was disappointing, really, especially on a personal level. I didn't get on much ball at all. I think no one really could get on the ball. It was a very stop-start game. There was no flow to it at all, and I don't think it was a classic for the viewers to watch either at home. But the main thing is we got the job done and we're through to the final, so we would have taken it all day long.
Yeah, when you saw the draw, you probably knew it was going to be a good test anyway.
Yeah, I think we knew that coming up against Galway, themselves and Kilkenny are very, very good, and I don't think Galway get enough credit. They're an excellent hurling team, and I do think that in the next couple of years they'll be very good and they will be challenging for the major honours. So
sets up another final against Kilkenny. And the minute I mention it, Danny V, it's as much as say, yeah, another final against Kilkenny.
Another final against Kilkenny, as you say. We've been beaten last year in the All-Ireland final, beaten in the league final. I think on both days, we didn't perform or Kilkenny were excellent. They seem to have mastered their game plan to perfection. They play an excellent game plan, really. They play all their players behind the ball and try to hit you on the counter-attack, and they're very good at it. And it's very frustrating for teams to play against that. So it's important not to get frustrated by it and try stay composed. They're excellent, and we have to hold our hands up and say that they were definitely the better team on both days we've played them in the finals. We beat them in a league game, but really it didn't mean anything. It meant nothing, the league game. So hopefully we can try drive it on next week.
If they've adapted your style over the last couple of years and have, as you said, perfected it, taking your player, some of your key players or your key approach to a game out of it, are we primed for a serious tactical battle the next day?
Yeah, I suppose Kilkenny are dynamite at the tactics, and I don't think it'll be a pleasant game for our viewers to watch. I think it will be a bit of a tactical battle. We'll go out and try do our best against their system, and hopefully we'll do enough. But as I say, composure is key, and they are very good at it. It's going to be an awful battle for us. They're the best in the country. So,
as a forward, though, you're going to run at them and maybe try and convert a few more of the goal chances that you possibly missed out on against Galway.
Yeah, we had a few goal chances, and in fairness, we did create a number of goal chances over the year, myself as well, and we just didn't convert. So against Kilkenny, you're only going to get one chance. You have to convert all the opportunities. In the league final, our shooting was atrocious, and it was something we needed to work on. So, as I say, you're only going to get one chance against Kilkenny. You need to be putting them chances away. They're not going to give you a second chance. So it's important to put the chances away.
They got some key chances, the rub of the green, if you want to call it, a bit of luck in the final last year. I think there was very little between you, you know, and does that weigh on your mind these days, building up to another final against them?
Yeah, they suppose they did get the rub of the green, but on another note, we weren't great, and they were excellent on the day. On Sunday, we'd be hoping they'd nearly have a bad day, but everyone needs a bit of luck on the way as well, so hopefully we'll get all the luck we can. Yeah, they definitely got the rub of the green last year, but they were the better team, and we have to hold our hands up and say it. They were the better team in the league final, and we've no shame in that. Like, they are excellent. Everyone's playing catch-up to Kilkenny at the moment, so
I'm not sure at this stage now whether it was last year or the year before I spoke to you ahead of the final. Would it have been last year? The year before? I'd say it was the year before.
The year before, I'd say, actually, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, how many finals have you played in now? How many have you prepared for? Four.
Yeah.
Right. So, how different is it now to your first? Is it a lot easier? Or?
I don't think it ever gets easier, but it kind of gets more familiar. You're more familiar with the setup. When I first came in, I was only a minor, and I was kind of, you know, at the whole thing and the day trip to Croke Park or whatever. But I think there was a number of us got called in at that stage that were kind of around the same age. We're all kind of more experienced, and we've all played in three finals, so hopefully a fourth on Sunday if we start.
If you start. I mean, is it that competitive that, you know, you've started every game, haven't you, this year, that you'd even question it?
Yeah, I suppose there's huge competitiveness for places on the team. Last year, our team crossed over a bit with the intermediates, but it's not crossing over at all this year. We've a couple of subs. For the last game, Emer O'Sullivan didn't play, and she's an all-star. Julia White, another super player, and we've a young minor, Lauren Holman, from my own club, who's excellent. So we definitely have options off the bench, and who knows what the team will be. come Sunday.
As you mentioned, the intermediates as well, obviously two teams going to Croke Park, and it's a different approach this year in the sense that it was a smaller pool of senior players last year, where it's two separate squads this year.
Yeah, it's two separate squads. I think the only crossover is the goalies, maybe, and another, I think Fionnuala and Neville maybe crossing over as well. But yeah, it's two separate panels. I think last year it was very hard. When the intermediates lost, they were our subs, and it was obviously very hard for them to get themselves up for another game. And at that stage, we didn't know, did they lose, did they win? We tried to keep it away from us, but hopefully this year we'll drive it on.